Hello, this is Matthew Bullis from Phoenix, Arizona, and we've been having fun on the list about instruments lately, and so I thought I'd do another demonstration. This time, fun with mouth music. Now, I'm going to show you two instruments today. The first one, I'm going to show you how to play one of these jew's harp things that you probably bought for $5 and threw it out because you couldn't figure out how to use it. That's what I did with my first one, and I shouldn't have done that because it was a smaller one. But I'll give you a website to order as many as you want to. And the second instrument I'll demonstrate is a mouth bow, which is less common. And I have a little comedy routine about the jew's harp. Let's hear from Shelley Berman and his skit about the jew's harp.
Which gentleman in the audience would be kind enough to tell me what this is I'm holding in my hand? Would you be kind enough? Just shout it out. Don't be afraid. I won't say anything to hurt you. A jew's harp. An old-fashioned jew's harp is correct. I generally like the audience to shout this up to me because an awful lot of people have never heard of jew's harps and they think I'm making some sort of bad joke. It's an old-fashioned jew's harp. That's what they call them. Nowadays, they're calling them jaws harps because they're afraid of offending people. That's absurd. There's nothing offensive about the word jew's harp. First of all, it's spelled with a small J, so we're off the hook right there, aren't we? There's nothing wrong. It won't hurt anybody. Now, it's a nice old instrument. There's no joke being led up to right now. I just want to pause from our enormous guffawing. I think we all should rest for just a second. And it's a curious instrument, and perhaps some of you who would like to know a little bit more about it, I'll tell you about it. It's made of steel. It's sort of horseshoe shape. Place it up against your teeth, and you make a sound. That's about all. I mean, it isn't something you'd study. I can't imagine anybody majoring in jew's harp at Juilliard. I mean, can you? There are many instruments that one can't study because there are no schools for them. For example, I play nifty music on my head, but where do you study that? Actually, I can only play one song a week, you know. I rehearsed this afternoon. You know? I played the bell song from Lock Me, and I'm playing. At any rate, the music isn't, it comes, this instrument comes originally from England. You have this little metal vibrator in between these two pieces of this sort of horseshoe shape. And if you raise the back of your tongue or lower the back of your tongue, you raise or lower the note. That's about the range of it. Now, if you wiggle your tongue, you'll wiggle the note. Now you can make O or A with your mouth, with your lips. So that you can change the sound or the note of it. You won't get much music out of it. But if you take the tip of your tongue and press it up against the roof of your mouth and make like a D or a T or you go an L or an R with your tongue and don't use your voice at all, you can get some little rhythm out of it just for fun, nothing important. Now, it's a lot of fun to play, except if you make a mistake.
Oh.
I had a feeling this bunch dug pain. I kind of thought so.
Probably had thrown yours away because you couldn't figure out how to play this. You probably put your mouth on the frame. In other words, the bar is between your lips, but your mouth is resting on the rounded frame. But that's not the right way to do that. By itself, if you don't have it to your mouth, it only sounds like this. So it doesn't sound like much. The way you're supposed to play it, you're supposed to rest the bar part of the jew's harp against your teeth, and you part your teeth just enough so that the metal tongue, which vibrates back and forth, can pass between your teeth. You don't bite it, you rest it against your teeth, and this is the sound you get if you don't have any augmentation to it. Now, move it around until you find a place that's loudest. Because if you put it to the leftmost part of the frame, you don't get as much sound because your cheeks are blocking the tongue on the left side, so you only get... And you're also hitting the right side of your mouth with the tongue of the juice harp. So put it sort of in the middle. And maybe angle it a little bit. It's going to be up to you, whatever gets the best sound. And I'm just using my thumb back and forth. You don't have to have a pick for this. So this only has one note, by the way. You can't tune this. That's why they make smaller ones. So to get different sounds out of the one note, you move your tongue up and down or change the shape of your mouth. Now with the fact that you've got to have your teeth in the same place and they can't move, you're limited by that, but it sounds pretty good. I'll demonstrate what you can do with it here. Just move your tongue up and down. That's with the tongue at the roof of my mouth. Now that's with the tongue at the bottom, and moving it up and down. And you can, to some extent, make some recognizable speech out of this, like... You can't make any letters like M or B because your mouth has to close and you can't do that. So L works all right. Nothing with S or P, anything like that. Nothing where you have to move your tongue outwards. It just doesn't work. So it has to be non-plosive letters. That means nothing with a hard sound to it. Let's see how many letters we can get. Okay, so you can't get D because that requires you to move your tongue at the same time that you're picking it, so you lose out. It has to be a sustainable letter. E works all right. So that's I-E. That's what you have to do with your tongue. I-E-I-E-I-E-I-E-L. There's L again. Somewhat passable O. Q. You'll get the hang of it after you play with it a while.
R.
That's a pretty good R.
S.
No, S doesn't work. No, T doesn't work as very well. U works pretty well. Okay, V doesn't work because you have to close your mouth. W doesn't work very well either. Y doesn't work. And neither does Z. So you can get some letters out of it. There's another trick that I learned quite by accident. If you breathe in and out, that's without breathing in and out, but then... You gotta decide where you want to breathe in and where you want to breathe out. And I've heard people say, I'm gonna play Amazing Grace or I'm gonna play a fiddle tune. But you can only really recognize it if they say that's what they're gonna play. So I kind of think, what's the point in that? But just have fun with it. You can buy them at a music store for about $5. Though you never know what brand you're gonna get. I bought one recently that I'm trying to get a different key, trying to replace the one that I'd thrown away. And I opened it up and the frame couldn't, you know, it was too close. And I couldn't do anything with pliers or anything to fix it, so I just threw it out. So that one wouldn't work at all. And that was after I'd learned how to play this one. So depending on which manufacturer makes it, and what the music store has in stock, you get what you get. But if you'll go to www.mouthmusic.com, they'll sell you all those instruments. You have to pay for a long-distance call, but they'll take your credit card over the phone. That's just about all I had to say about the Dues Harp. There's a couple other sounds you can make with it. That's about all there is to the Jew's harp. The next instrument I have is a mouth bow. Now, unfortunately, a mouth bow is harder to find. You will not find these in music stores. These aren't really made except for homemade. Mouthmusic.com does have some, but they're really expensive. That's because he adds a lot of enhancement to it. They're like $185, and to me that's a little too much to spend for one. Unless you're really serious about it. The mouth bow is one string. This is a totally different concept now, but you can have a little more fun with this because it's more versatile. It is a bow. It's a solid bar of wood. On one end, it has the cutting into the wood for the string, the ball end string, like a guitar string. On the other end is, depending on how you find these, you may find a friction peg that you have to tune and then tap in, and then you may find some with a guitar tuner on the end. So it is a bow. It's a neck with no resonator. This one I have tuned here. That's what it sounds when you're not actually using it as a mouth bow. And you don't hold this like a hunting bow. You do not hold this vertically. You hold it diagonal. The way I play it to get the most sound out of it is to hold this up against my cheek near the side where the string hooks in, not the tuning pin side. The tuning pin side is by my left hand. It's diagonal. The bar of wood is the top portion, and the string is facing downward. And the good thing about the mouth bow is that you can, you know, bend it. You can bend it down or bend it up. And depending on how tightly you have the string tuned, you can bend up and bend down more. The trick with the mouth bow to start out is that you put the mouth bow against your cheek, not in your mouth. This does not go in your mouth. This is dependent on your mouth for the sound. And because you're not limited by the Jew's harp being against your teeth, you can open your mouth and close your mouth and change shape with it, you know, do all sorts of things. So. When you're singing, you need your mouth free to sing, so you just pick at it, and then when you're done singing, and I'm tapping on the bow as I'm hitting it. So that's the kind of sound you can get out of it, but then you can have more fun with it by making funny sounds, like... Okay, the difference that I'm causing a different sounds is, depending on how far I move my hand, my left hand, down the bow. I've got my hands reasonably close together at the non-tuning pin side. And if I just hold the bow and wave it, because there's no body of an instrument to keep it in place, this just waves around. So if I move my hand down to the mouth bow end where there's a tuning peg, I can bend it all the way down from... And I'm slowly easing up on the pressure. That's with no pressure. And that's with the upward pressure. And I find that you can't do your letters like you can on a juice harp. You can't do it like... Because it just doesn't... That's not the way it resonates. This is a different concept, so... I'm doing that by bending the mouth bow real quickly up and down. And I'm at the lower end where the tuning peg is. Depending on where you find these, you'll find them in different lengths. They make them as big as a man with a gourd attached. That's called a berimbau. And that you don't use your mouth on that. That's a Brazilian instrument. This is one of the oldest musical instruments around. Music on a weapon. And there's actually an artist who plays this in concert and on her records, named Buffy St. Marie. And I'm going to play you a couple of samples of her music, actually playing the mouth bow.
Hey, I'm going to gal at the head of the creek, and I'm going up to see you about two times a week. Kiss around the mouth, just as sweet as any vine. Wrap myself around me like a sweet potato vine. Going up Cripple Creek, going on a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. What makes your back so brown? I've been living in the ground so darn long. To wonder I don't drown, drown. To wonder I don't drown. Time I go to town, boys keep a kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he's a hound. I go to keep kicking my dog around. Me and Lem Briggs and old Bill Brown took us a little walk to town. My old gym dog, ornery old cuss, he just naturally followed us. As we went by the old Johnson store, passing the gaps, come out the door. Yelling and screaming and throwing rocks, run my gym dog under a box. Well, Jim seed his duty there and then, he led him to them gentlemen.
This is the B guitar string. But because this mouth bow has a longer neck length than the standard guitar, you need to use more of the string to wind it up, so you only get D or E around this range for this B string. If you do find one of these and you want to experiment with different strings, you'd want to use nothing heavier than about a D, a guitar D string, and you can use all sorts of higher things. I've tried an E string, and that has a nice high sound to it. If you're into music, you can get a harmonic out of this like any other string. you lose control because your left hand is not controlling the bow itself on the left side. You're only touching the string, so you lose some control. So you want to do that waving around. There we go, that's a nice sound. So if you want to find a mouth bow, they're about $65 if you order through this one website. Go to www.cradleboard.org, cradleboard.org. That's a teaching project for Native Americans to learn about their culture. And a lot of the links aren't labeled. I used JAWS and it wasn't labeled, a lot of them. But if you click on supplement, then you click on mouth bows, there's a page and there's an article by Buffy St. Marie, and she describes it and she gives the information on how to order one. I tried to order one from them. They never got back to me. I left a message on their phone number and sent email, but they never got back to me. This mouth bow that I got from a friend of mine, and he found it on eBay. So you may want to try eBay for a mouth bow. And if you do find other mouth bows, such as other sizes, or somebody who has a collection of them that are other sizes, I'd like to know about it so that I could get in on some of it, because I'd like to get more than one mouth bow, because there's different sizes, and for those who can see that, you know, some are painted, some are not, they may have designs on them. I hope you've enjoyed the demonstration of mouth music with the Jew's harp and the mouth bow, and hope you want to go out and get your Jew's harp now that you know how to play it properly. Each of these instruments have their own features on them, so hopefully this will generate a little more interest in these instruments that you can have fun with. The Jew's harp you can put right in your pocket and take it out whenever. The mouth bow is something you'd want to lean in the corner or hang it up on a wall if you can, but you have to find one first. So I thought I'd give this information to you. I hope you've enjoyed this.